America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Should we talk to some people?
Let's do it.
Let's talk to some people. Matt in San Rafael. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Before I get to my point, Mark, first, congratulations. Many happy returns.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
The second thing is, I've got someone for your Mount Rushmore, and that's the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they are a dumpster fire. Regarding my take, I am 100% with you on I don't think Kyle should be fired, if for no other reason than there is literally no one who is even close to as good as he is. The one thing I hope is that maybe he hears some of the rumblings, because what I have noticed about him is he doesn't seem to learn. He doesn't seem to want to grow and evolve. I watched last night Sean McVay coach an amazing game, and he changes his offense all the time to fit his personnel. And Kyle says, no, no, you do things my way, it will work. Well, it's not working the way it used to, so he needs to change. If he doesn't, I'm worried he's going to have an Andy Reid where he has to lose a job and then learn from it and then come back, and then he'll be the great coach. I hope he doesn't hear, because he can't. But that is my biggest concern with him right now.
Matt, it's interesting. Thank you for calling. I wonder about takes like that and whether or not they are just a completely inaccurate perception. And here's what I mean by that, because I know a lot of people feel that way. But I wonder, if Kyle is unwilling to change, well, then how has he moved up through the NFL and sustained as a coach for so long? You can't do that by doing it one way. He's been calling plays in the league for an entire generation, practically.
For me, it's more about what he's doing with this team. What he did in Atlanta and Washington and Houston and the rest of it. What are you doing with this team?
Let's talk about this team. Well, you don't think
about this Sunday.
It doesn't look different now than it did 5 years ago?
I'm not even worried about 5 years ago. I'm worried about week two, week five, and where we are and now in week eight, because you don't have Ayuk, and you probably will have Debo. You most likely won't have Juwan, so what do? You don't have Christian McCaffrey. And so, yeah, you have Jordan Mason. He runs the ball really, really well. Great. So your ground game has mostly been solid with Jordan Mason. But what about the running back as a pass catcher? Hasn't really been a factor. What about the screen game and the draw game and the quick passing game? I do wonder if he needs to adjust his offense now based on what he has. You don't have Brandon Ayuk going forward, your best route runner. Okay, maybe Ricky Pearsall can supplant that in game number two, but you've always said you can't expect a rookie really to hit the ground and be super impactful.
It's his second game. Yeah.
He's allowed to, and rookies have done that. Yes. Puka Nacua last year was amazing week one and week two, but it's more the exception rather than the norm. So if you're Kyle and you go into this game, no Juwan and no Brandon, you got Debo at 80%, no McCaffrey, you got Mason, Pearsall, Debo, and Kittle. What are you going to do with your laminated play sheet to make this work?
I like what you're saying there if you're making it just about now. Felt to me like Matt was talking about something much larger. For example, he said Sean McVay last night, man, that guy knows how to put his players in best position to win. Do you really feel that way, or did he just, he won a game? Like, that's what I mean.
Well, he won a game with everybody back, too.
Right, everybody's back. And are we really accusing Kyle Shanahan of not knowing how to put his players in their best position to succeed? He has turned Deebo Samuel into about three or four different things just in his 49ers career. Things that no one was even thinking about early on. Nobody thought about Deebo Samuel taking carries out of the backfield in the first couple of years of his career. That hadn't even occurred to people. So I think that they're in a spot. They're in a spot that, in my opinion, it's too early to start painting with a broad brush over how we got here. I think that if it still looks like this 3 or 4 weeks from now, then we can have a different conversation. But to start broad brushing and going, McVay knows what he's doing, and Kyle's stubborn. They're literally like brothers coming up in the league. They do a lot of the exact same stuff. And I think that Kyle has made his money based on putting his players in a best position to succeed.
Well, then go out and do it in the red zone.
Yes.
And this year, they're 28th in red zone efficiency. Last year, they were first. And you could say Christian McCaffrey, and you're right, but that does not account for the entirety of going from number one to number 28. And yeah, the offensive line, sure, that's a part of it. Whatever the reasons are, your job as a coach is to make it work. And right now in the red zone, it doesn't work.
For sure.
Last week, you were 2 for 4, and one of those two was an interception that all but ended the game. So your job as a coach is to look at what you have and make it work. And you have a running back who's number two in the league in yards running the ball. You've got a tight end who's number one in football in touchdowns. And you've got Deebo back. And you've got your first-round draft pick at wide receiver. So go out there against a defense that doesn't have their number one game record and in general is not very good.
Yeah.
I expect you to go out there and put up 30 on Sunday night.
I agree. Yeah.
Put up 30 and hammer this team into submission.
I'm cool with what you're saying on that. That's very in-the-moment thinking, and I'm totally cool with that. But when we talk about it on the larger view, like Jimmy Garoppolo's got a bank account that would suggest that Kyle knows how to put people in their best position to succeed. Somebody explain. If you don't think Kyle does that, then explain Jimmy Garoppolo to me. Like, how'd that happen? How's Jimmy Garoppolo have $100 million?
Well, I just look at, you know, what Kyle's done. And for me, looking at the small picture is one thing, but looking at the big picture and starting to make sweeping judgments about his failures, that's where you miss me, because I'm looking at his overall rank as an offense in overall yards, total yards, yeah, running and passing. 2019, they were in yards, they were third. Then they went fifth, third, fourth, first, and this year they're second in total yards. So they've been a top five offense in yards from scrimmage the last 6 years. Jimmy G, a touch of Trey Lance, more Jimmy G, a healthy dose of Brock, McCaffrey, Wilson, Mostert, Breida, Mason, Kittle, Deebo, Sanders, I mean, all these guys who've right, come in and out, and all they've been is top five in yards, and they've been good in the red zone before this year. So I look at the big picture of Kyle, and it's, what are we talking about? But I look at the small picture of Kyle,
that's
and
fair,
it's, come on.
That's fair to me. That yes.
Red zone, you stink this year.
That's fair to me.
And your quarterback has, he's regressed a little bit.
I think that that's feeling last week a little too much.
Well, if
he's going into the game, he had 9 touchdowns, 4 picks, was one of the top eight or nine rated QBs in the league. And
you
we
know
all,
where he is now in rating.
Yeah, it's way down.
Like 17th.
Yeah, because that's like fully based off of one game. We thought everybody would have said he's having a good year. He's having a good year. It's not a great year,
right?
But he's having a good year.
Well, and the thing about regression is he's regressing from where he was, which Kyle's right. It was one of the 10 best seasons a quarterback has ever had.
Sure.
In quarterback rating. So, yeah, there was going to be some regression, but last week to me was a little bit of an alarming regression.
It was cold water, but it was one game.
Yeah, it was ice
cold water.
Water.
Yeah.
The old bucket challenge.
The ice bucket challenge.
The ice bucket challenge. Which, you know, you can kind of cheat on that when you just went ice. Like, if you didn't mix the ice and the water together, it really wasn't that cold.
Well, I wasn't in charge of what happened when I did it. I let the kids did it. I don't even know what the hell was in there. I think it was just water.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Might have been some nails in there.
Yes, you know? My bad.
Kids trying to get it, daddy.
Yeah, we're going to get them.
I mixed my own bucket. I'm not letting my kids do that. I think it was like warm, lukewarm water. No fool.
Warm bucket totally. Challenge. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. David Lombardi will be along here in 45 minutes. Let's go to DJ in Pinole. Hi, DJ. Thanks for calling.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. What's going on?
What's up?
I was at the game last Sunday, and, you know, that was a tough watch in person for sure. I would say out of all of the games I've seen during the Shanahan era, that one felt the most like an implosion where just everything was going wrong. You know, injuries were coming at terrible times. But the thing that I remind myself whenever the game plan isn't going the way it's supposed to is that a lot of these plans are made for these top-tier superstar players that the Niners have. And a lot of those guys really aren't available because it's such an unpredictable league. And that's no surprise to anybody. And I'm sure the argument is, you know, as the head coach, you have to change your plan. You have to adapt. But the reality is, if any of these players were on the same level as a Debo, as a CMC, as a Kittle, then they would be in the starting lineup and they were being compensated as such. So the last thing I want to say is, I don't think Shanahan can be held as much to blame as much as just the nature of football. Sometimes things go poorly. Guys that you need get hurt and can't play. And anybody who thinks that it's time to jump ship on Shanahan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Isn't really thinking about the past or the future. Because in the past, we were going interim head coach, a la Chip Kelly, with no plan as a franchise. We now have stability as a franchise, which is leading us to end in the top four, top five teams most of the time, every year, and we will get one. And the last thing I want to say is rest in peace to Phil Lesh. Thanks, fellas. Happy Friday.
Okay. Yeah. DJ, thanks.
Thank you for that, DJ. Phil Lesh passed away earlier today, and actually had something that got broken to me news-wise in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
By Brett Burkhart from KCBS. We were just talking about his show, my show, and what's coming up. And he said, you hear about Phil Lesh? I said, no. And anytime anybody says to you, did you hear about fill in the blank?
I know. That makes you stop.
Yeah.
It makes you stop.
And it's a tough one. Phil's kids were, his son, I know, was a Marine kid. And I think he was in the camp that I used to work at, or he came right after I was working in the camp. So Phil Lesh had become a Marin County staple. And he's passed away.
Yeah.
Death of an icon.
For those of you who don't know who Phil Lesh is, the bassist for the Grateful Dead.
Right.
Yeah. So just want to make sure that everybody knew who we were talking about. And yes, may he rest in peace. 888-957-9570. Oh, look. Oh, look, Dan. Oh, look. It's Kurt in the Hayward Hills. Hi, Kurt. What are you doing?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today? How you doing? How's everything going on over there?
We're good, Kurt. We're good.
Hey, paisanos. Hey, we're Gigadice. What's going on over there? I'm gonna tell you what's going on with Dallas this weekend. One thing about Dallas, they stink with a capital S.
Wait, they stink with a capital what?
With a capital
S.
They put capital the S in stink. Am I right, Kurt?
That's right. They stink, man, and there's no way that they're going to beat us. First of all, they don't have any running back. They got an old washed-up running back. That's number one. They don't have any defense. So you know what the 49ers were going to do to them? We're going to run the ball down their throat. Oh. That's how we're going to win the game. Run the ball. We could pass to Kittle and maybe another receiver, but the bottom line is run the ball. They should run the ball on the left side of the offensive line behind big Trent Williams, the tank. That's what they should run the ball. I remember the old good old days we used to run the ball on the left all the time. What happened to that? What happened to Shanahan doing that? One thing about Shanahan, he's a great coach. Remember, fellas, that he sent us to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years with Birdie as the quarterback. I think that's like a father and son thing they got going there. There's no way that somebody should ever put down the coach of the 49ers at all. Forget about it, putting him down. You know what I'm saying?
I know what
you're saying. I got to score third.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Go ahead.
Bring it home, Kurt.
I got to score 30 points, and I got Dallas, if they're lucky, to get 20.
If they're lucky.
30 to 20 if they're lucky.
Forget about it.
Hey, Kurt, do you have a nickname for Dak? Does Dak have a nickname?
Well, you know, guess what? If you already know that, I know that a lot of playoffs, this guy chokes a lot. I don't have a nickname from yet, but I maybe we'll come up with one after he loses this weekend. We'll give him a nickname after he loses this weekend.
If he chokes, maybe you call him Gak Prescott. Am I right? Get out of here.
Hey, we could call him that, but you know what? See a star on their helmet? They should take that star off their helmet because they're not a star and they're going nowhere this year. This is a big game for 49ers. For us, we have to win it because you know the division is close. You know, we got the Lambs there. We got the host. Do we got
the Seahawks? You got the Cardinals too, Kurt. Don't sleep on the Cardinals.
Yeah, the Cardinals, they're not going anywhere. They're not any good. We're going to win that division, fellas. And by the way, it's too early to start saying anything about the 49ers here. Come on.
Kurt, I'm just going to ask you one more thing.
Are you kidding me?
If they fall to 3-5 going into the bye, is it time to tell the Niners to get out of here?
Yeah, of course they're all going to get out of here. We're going to win that division. What, are you kidding me or what?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Get out of here with Kurt. That. Are you kidding me? Forget about it.
Hard to tell if those are live or on tape.
I know. People think he's still
really
on.
Good.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt.
He's not on anymore.
This guy's a little runt.
I thought he'd have something for Dak. If Patrick is a little runt, then what's Dak?
Well, Dak's a choker, so I call him Gak. Like when you're going to choke on something, you kind of Gak on it. I call him Gak Prescott. You hear me? Get out of here with Gak. The D's silent. There's a G there. It's Gak. When you choke on your own vomit like he does, you Gak on it. It's Gak Prescott. Get out of here.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Get out of here with that. Are you kidding me?
You took the H out of it like he does.
You got to do that. There's certain consonants you don't pronounce anymore. Get out of here. Get out of here. Vincent Van Gogh lost it. Get out of here.
Oh, God.
That's an odd joke.
That was a...
I was old enough to know Vinny. We called him Vinny Mamboots. Get out of here. Probably took that too far.
Maybe
a touch, but anyway.
That's an odd joke. It's an odd joke.
Sounded good coming out. And he's that old. I mean, Rembrandt was overrated. Get out of here.
Oh, gosh. How about Vincent Van Stop for you? Okay,
That's a four.
Let's go to Rich and Rich and Fremont. What are you doing, Rich? Rich?
Oh boy!
Bada boom! He's spot on, fellas. Let's keep it real, man. We getting tired. I'm tired. Aren't you tired? I'm tired of people telling me that if we fire Kyle Shanahan, that's going to solve the issue. It's like, guys, come on, really? It's like, do any of these jabronis actually know how to coach an NFL team? Even if you did fire Kyle Shanahan, who are you going to get to replace them? And don't say Bill Belichick. Come on, man. Realize, you don't have your starters. When you don't have your starters, you can't expect the product to play like the starters do. Let's keep it real. At the end of the day, it's just like Kurt said, man, get out of here. Okay? When it really comes down to it, hey, you got to get your starters back, and you got to play the way you're supposed to play. Firing Kyle Shanahan is not going to solve the issue. So stop it. That's all I got, fellas.
Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you. And again, I realize – that I don't know what you think the percentage is. I think 90% of Niner fans or observers aren't even thinking about this. What I brought up is not that there are people actually marching on Kyle Shanahan's job status. I'm just noticing a trend. I'm noticing a trend that Kyle has set a very, very high bar, and I understand that, and that's a good thing. Brock Purdy has set a very, very high bar, and so nobody's really going to be interested in regular season success or anything like that. And when you lose leads in the Super Bowl, and now you've done it twice, that's going to bring about plenty of frustration and blame, and that's all acceptable. But now you get into this moment where it's like, dude, it's week seven. The story has not been written yet. So to now take this frustrating start, which is really nothing more than a major annoyance at this point. It's not a problem yet. It's just a major annoyance.
Yeah.
It's a disappointment, but it doesn't eliminate anything as of yet.
Of course not. And your division's soft.
Yes. And so to get to a point where people are expressing the frustration that they are and pointing the finger in the way that they are about Kyle, it's giving me Andy Reid Philadelphia feels.
Well, if you want to take those feels, and even if those feels are what you're feeling, Andy Reid was there for 14 years. He had 9 seasons where he had a winning record. They went to 1 Super Bowl. Kyle's been here for 7 years. This is number 8. They've had 4 winning years, and he's been to 2 Super Bowls. His percentage of winning years is less than Andy. Andy was 9 for 14. Kyle's 4 for 7. Kyle's been to more Super Bowls, but even if you want to have those same feels, this is year 8 for Kyle, which means he's just starting the back 9. If you want to Andy Reid him, then he gets this year and 6 more before you really go full Philly on him.
Good.
And if we get to that point, 6 more years and he's done only this, and he has 9 winning years out of 14 and no Super Bowl titles, and then you want to run him, you can. But guess what? He's going to go somewhere else and probably Andy Reid you and win somewhere else.
Yep, he's going to kick your A.
So that's
no doubt about it.
9-14 for Andy Reid in Philly.
888-957-9570. Speaking of Kyle Shanahan, he spoke today. We've got it in full. We'll have that for you coming up in just a few minutes. Fade the Dibbers is around the corner.
Oh, boy.
David Lombardi is a half hour away. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. This is Willard and Dibbs, and for a few minutes, you want to know what we're going to do?
Tell me.
We're going to get out of here!
Yeah.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.